SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Health Ministry signs MOU with Footprints Foundation. We tell you all about that in today's program. And coming up later, our child safety feature. Welcome and thanks for joining. The Health Ministry has signed an agreement with Footprints Foundation. This is aimed at strengthening the capacity of healthcare workers to deliver maternal and child health care. The partnership will see the training of 12,000 healthcare workers under the Program for Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMAC, funded by the European Union. Speaking at the signing ceremony Tuesday, Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson said the investment is aimed at helping Jamaica achieve Millennium Development Goals 4 and 5, which addresses the reduction of child mortality and improving maternal health. Under the program, the Ministry of Health will be improving the quality of primary healthcare services, both in building the capacity of personnel as well as facilities in addressing high-risk pregnancies.
We'll be improving newborn care and emergency obstetric care in 6 of our hospitals, one in each of our 4 regions, in addition to 2 of our specialist hospitals, the Victoria Jubilee Hospital and the Bustamante Hospital for Children. There will be high dependency units developed at each of these hospitals that will facilitate much closer observation for emergency situations.
The program will also see the ministry collaborating with the University of the West Indies in research and the training of health workers. Meanwhile, the Footprints Foundation will be assisting in providing the technical expertise needed for the training. They will also help with the procurement of equipment such as phototherapy lamps and infant radiant warmers to improve the capacity of Type C hospitals in the resuscitation and management of newborns.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's 2-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-441-9224 for details.
Why do we need Vision 2030 Jamaica? Some of the problems we face as a country will not be solved overnight, and Vision 2030 allows us to decide what steps we want to take today to achieve the results we want in the future. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for details. Our community notices for today. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller will be at the Edwin Allen Comprehensive High School in Frankfield, Clarendon, for a community meeting on issues affecting children and youth. Meeting begin at 3:30 p.m. and residents of Clarendon are invited to join the discussion. And the Kingston chapter of the Lay Magistrates Association of Jamaica will be holding their fundraising fish fry on Friday, May 29 from 12 noon to 6 p.m. This will be at the Kingston Bookshop parking lot, 80 King Street, Kingston. And now for our Child Month tip. I believe the
children are our future. Tell your child not to accept rides from strangers or anyone they feel uncomfortable with.
Parents, where possible, ensure you take or arrange for your child to be taken safely to and from school. Don't leave the little ones to wander on the roads by themselves. That's dangerous. That tip was brought to you by the National Child Month Committee with sponsor Grace Kennedy. And that's where we leave you for today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.